Oh, yes. There we are, folks. I made it from the islands of Hawaii to here. I have a special show and bring you the long-range tradition to show you our truth versus new, what's really happening in the world. And in Hawaii especially, there's some things going on there you want to know about. I have a very special show today for the 13th. And I have a very special guest all the way from Maui. Are you in Maui, Jennifer? Put you on. Mute. Wait, there you go. Okay, yeah, now I'm putting you down. Okay, go ahead. Excuse me. Are you there, Jennifer?
I'm there. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. you're fine. You're sounding fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is Jennifer Pawlowski, who's the Chief Justice or Chief Counsel for the Kingdom of Hawaii. And she has a very special, interesting facts to tell you about what's really happening in Hawaii and what's happened and what's going to happen. So I'm just going to let her take it away today. This is going to be a special show in November. She's got the palm trees in the back, so let's just relax and see what she has to say and see if she's going to keep us, make us really relax or wake us up to what's really happening. So, so go ahead, Jennifer.
Thanks a lot, Don, and it's a pleasure being on your show today. I think that the intro video that we showed was actually a really great introduction to for anyone who doesn't really understand what's happening here in what we call the Kingdom of Hawaii. I actually serve here as the Chief Justice for the Kingdom of Hawaii at the behest of the Ali'i Nui Moe, Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr., which in Hawaiian means High Chief or King. And there has been a movement in Hawaii for many, many years to restore the Kingdom of Hawaii, because back in 1893, it was a wonderful, beautiful, very well-organized and well-functioning government and nation that was well-respected by other nations and, in fact, had various treaties with many other nations, including the United States. But there was, the Kingdom of Hawaii was always very welcoming to their visitors. That is where the aloha spirit comes from. And there were some wealthy men that came over here that realized that there was a great business opportunity here. Everything grows better in Hawaii. So they saw a great opportunity to be able to grow sugar and grow pineapple. And they came up with an idea that in order to avoid paying the excise taxes to export them to the United States, that instead they would convince the government that their lives were at risk for some reason. We call it a false flag in America, and we're very, very used to those. We've experienced many in the last 100 years. And they convinced the Navy to come and actually take Queen Liliuokalani by force on January 17th, 1893. They held her captive in the palace for over 8 months until she, at gunpoint, relinquished the kingdom to the United States. Now, this type of illegal overthrow violates not only the Geneva Convention and various international laws, but also the United States Constitution. And so for me and my stance, it doesn't really matter if you're pro-America or pro-Hawaiian Kingdom. Everybody that lives in North America should be pro-Constitution. And when your own government actually takes actions to violate that Constitution, that's tyranny. So we all have an obligation to stand up against the bully in the playground when that is what's going on. And in 1993, President Clinton signed the Apology Act. It's Public Bill 103-150. In that act, they formally recognized the fact that the Hawaiian Kingdom was stolen, that the people were overrun, that their nation was taken from them, their culture was stripped from them. Speaking Hawaiian language was actually made punishable after the overthrow. So the United States government, much like what they did to the Native Americans, did everything they could to strip the Hawaiians of their culture and their identity, therefore to keep the oppressed oppressed. That is a very typical tactic when you are an illegal occupier, to strip them of their culture and their identity and to limit their education, therefore maintaining your stronghold while you're there illegally.
How about that? That's terrible. I mean, that's just...
Pardon me?
That seems to be terrible, but it seems to be the American way. I mean, we had some things, people we called slaves. We had Indians and things. That's just awful there. I mean, that's hard to believe here that America would do that to wonderful Hawaii. So go ahead.
Well, and many people think it's the 50th state. It's actually an illegal state. But the good news is the Hawaiian people have been very active in reclaiming. The Kingdom of Hawaii has never actually left under international law. It still exists today. And for anybody who kind of wants to see a detailed history, Don, that the Pinky video that I sent you is a wonderful, wonderful introduction. It goes into all of the details of how the kingdom was stolen. But when the kingdom became a 50th state, at the time before the Westerners came to the Kingdom of Hawaii, the Hawaiian people flourished. There was no disease. There was there were really no sicknesses, and they lived in harmony with the land. So they knew how to work with Mother Earth, and therefore, basically, Mother Earth and you are one. We work together in harmony because we both need each other. And that's what the Hawaiian kingdom, the people of the Hawaiian kingdom believed, that we're merely stewards of the land. We are here to protect and oversee the land, not pollute and destroy the land, which the U.S. government so lovingly likes to do everywhere they go.
That's sort of like a biblical, like we're supposed to do, right? I mean, that sounds like you're living right in harmony with everything. Well, I'll just be quiet. I'll let you go ahead. You've got a lot to say.
Basically, when the Westerners came over, they did bring a lot of disease and a lot of health problems to the Hawaiian kingdom, to the citizens of the Hawaiian kingdom. So the population was drastically reduced to several hundred thousand to around 40,000 people back when the vote to make Hawaii a state came on the ballot. And that vote was actually illegal as well, because it never gave the occupied nation the option of becoming a nation once again. It was only two options, either become a state or stay a territory. And of the, I would say, maybe 40,000 approximately Kanaka Maoli, which are the Hawaiian people, the local people, or the either of Hawaiian ancestry, of the approximately 40,000 Kanaka Maoli that were left over, over 33,000 signed the Kue petition, which is the resist petition, saying, we don't want to become a state. We don't want your Western ways. So we were all taught in school that, yay, Hawaii couldn't wait to become the 50th state. And that's exactly perfectly opposite to what they wanted. So anybody who visits Hawaii and comes here as a tourist, it's only here for a week, they probably see, you know, the beautiful shores and the hotels and the tourist attractions. Those of us that live here see the Hawaiian people struggling every single day to just survive in their on their own lands and to help to bring back their kingdom. But we're doing so on a very limited, a shoestring budget, as you would call it. And those of us that are aware of what's happening here are coming together and working together to restore the kingdom into the family of nations, because it's the right thing to do. So we have backings of several other nations to have the kingdom be restored. And at the current moment, as I said, I am the Chief Justice as appointed by Edmund K. Lee Silva Jr. And we are working together in various ways to bring resources into the kingdom so that we actually can become, again, a nation amongst a family of nations. So basically, and Don, I think I actually sent you some of those websites too. We are working very, very hard. One of the most important visions for the Kingdom of Hawaii is the Aloha Aina Plan, which I can send to you to post on the site if you'd like. I can actually probably pull it up if you wanted to share it on your screen. Give me one second. The vision and plan. The Aloha Aina Plan is one of the most important things King Kele'i has actually created for the kingdom, and that outlines a way to restore the land and to basically take all the toxins. One of the biggest offenders, obviously, being Monsanto. Many people don't know that in the Hawaiian kingdom, Monsanto has been given carte blanche by the United States administration to test all of their GMOs and their pesticides with no school buffer zones or ocean buffer zones. So they are destroying our soil out here. They're destroying our ocean life, and they're literally making a mess of things. So the most important goal that we have off the bat is to restore the land and bring it back into harmony, clean up the water, clean up the food supply. As a way to keep Hawaii under the thumb of the U.S. government, the government has given much of the land away to wealthy companies like Alexander and Baldwin to basically just grow sugarcane all over the island, things that we here on Hawaii cannot eat. So we do 95% imports on an island that grows things year-round better than most locations in the world. So we have to go back to a more self-sustainable way of living here in the kingdom, because there isn't anything that I know of that doesn't or would not grow well here. you know, creating self-sustainable homes. And in my perspective, my job here is to actually create a judicial system that is fair and impartial to all. So to come away from the corporate commercial system that we actually have on North America, where it's all about monetary gain, and to go back into a legal system that's really about the rights and privileges of people, and a system that where the laws are made so simple that you don't need an attorney to come in and interpret the laws for you. You simply need to come in with your grievances, tell your story, and then we'll hear your case. That's the way, and that's where my area of is in the Kingdom of Hawaii. I am creating that legal system as we speak. Okay, so that is one of the few projects that we're working on right now. We're also looking to create a peace center here on the islands, much like NATO was meant to be, but a peace center where, and these are all in the plans for the kingdom in the next 15 years, but a peace center where all the nations of the world are represented and the cultures are, you know, the different cultures and aspects of those cultures are taught so that we can all learn about the, you know, we can all learn a more sense of community and that we're all really a human family and we can all come together as such. It's not us against them. It's, we are really the world. We are a human family and we should be acting as such. So we are, that is our goal for the future is to have Hawaii have this peace center to be a model for the rest of the world and how to really have more compassion for each other and the land. And if we all work together and in harmony with the land and with each other, there'll be no more wars. There'll be no more disease. I know it's a bit of a utopian idea, but if you take corporate greed out and corruption and you truly go back to a government that works for the people, by the people, things get turned around very, very quickly. And the world looks like a very different place 15 years from now. So those are some of the things that we're doing out here on the islands. And there's many of us that are working together. We also have support from all over the world. Right now, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which is a state-created entity to try to give the impression that the United States actually cares about the nation of Hawaii and that OHA is to then work with the people to restore their nation, are literally trying to create Native American tribal status for the Hawaiian Kingdom as we speak against all wishes of the Kanaka Maoli and everybody else who's aware of the issues and is living on the island. So it's a very interesting time to be living on the islands because everyone here is aware of what's going on. The United States knows they shouldn't be here. They're basically just a fake government that really doesn't have any jurisdiction. And in fact, under the Geneva Convention, which they're a party to, the only jurisdiction that they would have at this point, because this is an illegally occupied territory, is an Article II military tribunal. They're the only ones that can actually do anything on the islands, yet the state of Hawaii government functions as if nothing is wrong. So there's a really strong facade that's overlaid here that we are a 50th state, when in the meantime, OHA and the U.S. government is doing everything they can to kind of keep things quiet here and try to appease the Hawaiians with Native American tribal status. But that is not what we're about. They stole something that belongs to us, and we want it back. And we will not stop fighting until the entire Kingdom of Hawaii is restored. Not just a piece of it. We don't want a piece of the loaf. We want the entire loaf back that you stole from us. And, you know, it's although the Hawaiian Kingdom presents a very unique situation here because an entire nation was stolen illegally and without any justification whatsoever, it's no different than what our government is doing on North America. It's just it's much more blatant here because an entire nation was stolen. But it's the same stuff they've been pulling all day on North America as well, systematically stripping us of our constitutional rights until one day we turn around and we have no rights at all. So I encourage everybody who's actually watching this TV show to educate yourself on the history of Hawaii. I sent Don a couple of videos that I think he can put up on his website for you to take a look at to educate yourself on what's going on here. Because we cannot wait for a knight in shining armor when the United States government has gone awry. We are those knights in shining armor. It is up to us to make a change. And if you know something is wrong, you have to stand up against it. You have to know your rights. You have to exercise them. And that is what we are doing here on the islands. And I fully expect in the next 10 years for everybody in the world to see the full restoration of the kingdom and basically an acknowledgement by the other nations that we are a nation amongst the family of nations and we'll take our place back where we were back in 1893 before the illegal overthrow. So this is 120 years of illegal occupation that we should be seeing ending in the next decade. So it's a very exciting time to be on the islands.
Well, that sounds like it. Well, that's great. So what would you want me to do now?
Pardon me, Don?
Go ahead. Anything else you want to relate here? What would you want to relate?
Okay. Well, as far as support for what we're doing right here, we do have a couple of websites. Don, did you see the ones, remember the ones I sent you yesterday? If we could just post those two, kingdomofhawaii.info gives you a detailed history of what we're working on here. It also has a lot of documents and things that you can take a look at, the Aloha Aina Project, the executive summary for the restoration of the government, a lot of the, and we also have a WordPress site, Kuala Pele, which I also sent you yesterday, Don, and that has a really great Kingdom of Hawaii series that takes you all the way through all of the things that we've been doing here in the last 10 years. That's one of the videos that I would like to have everyone take a look at when they have a moment. And also, our goal here for the kingdom is to be 100% sustainable. We want to see sustainable homes being built, homes that actually work with the land. There's absolutely no reason why in the Kingdom of Hawaii we pay three times the cost of electricity that you guys pay on North America just because they can, because the U.S. government can, when we should all be living off of solar and wind power. So we do have a lot of